Thank you very much, Charlie. I mentioned we have improvised X-Files in the house. The next speaker coming up is going to be representing them, among some others. I went to college with this person. She is a wonderful improviser, comedian, and friend, Cynthia Bangert.
All right. So, thinking the truth is out there, my first thought was, but lies are everywhere. And I thought, okay, in this excellent, this show that we do where we're talking about unexplained mysteries and all these cool things, it's like, what's the most mundane thing I could possibly talk about involving lies? And it was my mother and my experience in high school. So my mother is a wonderful, wonderful woman, and I'm one of four girls. And as soon as we hit high school, our relationship was awful and the worst. And as soon as we graduated high school, it's been the best. And so before I got to go through this experience of having her like enforce curfews by sleeping in my bed, very scary. It's like coming home to the wolf in grandma's clothing. Like, so before I got to experience that, I got to watch my two older sisters do it. And this was pre-cell phone. So we had something called The Notebook, which is not the lovely romantic film you may know, but this, like, hellish chain that binds you to your plans for the night. You had to write down who you were with, where you were going, what time you'd be home, and you had to provide a phone number. So you had to give a landline for, like, a party that you were going to where you knew no one. My sister had the experience several times of someone being like, who the fuck is Renee? She's like, excuse me, hi, that's me. Hi, Mom. So my sisters were both lifeguards at Tui Avenue Beach. Pretty hardcore. It really was. They were great. And so they started doing this when they were like 15, 16. And they're working with, like, 25-year-olds, I mean, on the older end, which when I think about now, my mom was probably right to be like, you have a 10:30 curfew, and you're not allowed to go out. So they would go to these parties for, like, 20 minutes and then leave. So they're we're, like, the elusive Bangert girls who, like, never show up. So the like, pinnacle of lifeguarding summer was the banquet, which is at the end of the year, which thinking about now, at the time, I pictured, like, oh, it was so fancy, and everyone wears glitter and, like, toast. Yeah. But it was probably, like, the I.O. Christmas party, but, like, shittier and, like, on the beach. So someone, one year, they, like, lost their dress on the beach. So, you know, it was that kind of, like, vibe. And, of course, my mom's like, you can't go. And they're like, Mom. And she's like, fine, you can go, but you have to be home at, like, 11 or something. Ridiculous. So it's the weekend of the banquet. The banquet's on Saturday. And they... On Friday night, they go to a party, and they're like, then they call my mom from the party, from the landline provided, and in the notebook, you know, and they tell her that they're going to sleep over at a friend's house, and she's like, absolutely not, and they're like, bye, and then they sleep over, and I was like 14, or 13 at the time, and I was so nervous for them, so I was like, this is not going to go well, and also like, Mom, come on, because I probably knew subconsciously, like, well, this will be me in a few years, so I gotta try to get it in there, so... My mom is livid. They show up the next morning, like, sand-covered, like, makeup, and they're like, hi. And the thing is, too, my sisters and I were also, we were all good kids. Like, in high school, we didn't drink. Maybe my one sister did a little, but, like, we didn't, you know? We didn't have sex. We didn't do drugs. We were, like, such good kids. So the fact that she didn't trust us was so maddening. If you're like, I'm telling you the truth and it doesn't matter, well, I'm going to make something up then. So, like, they show up. My mother's enraged. There's this huge fight. It's in the kitchen. I'm, like, crying in the corner, like, still yelling at them. I just want to have fun. And then she says, you are grounded and you cannot go to the banquet. Oh my God. I was like, no, Mom, it's the one night of the summer. So I'm like crying probably more than they are. I can't tell because I'm crying a lot. And they're also like really sad and everyone's angry and I'm like, this is horrible. And I'm trying to like comfort them. They're like, get off. You don't understand. I'm like, yeah, let me in. I love you. So it's horrible. So like Saturday night comes around. I'm like, Mom, please let them out. She's like, no. What if they read it in the notebook? She was like, doesn't matter. So it's like bad for me. And then, but everything goes on and life continues. And when I get into high school, it's, you know, the same. We have a terrible relationship. She tells me my curfew is midnight. She asks who I'm going out with. I say my boyfriend. She says your curfew is 9 o'clock. So it was really rough. So in college, my sisters and I were all talking about how our relationship has gotten so much better and our mom is the best. And I was like, remember the banquet? Oh God, it was so sad. You guys missed it. How did you survive? And they were like, oh, that? Oh, no, 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 no. The banquet was on Friday night. I was like, I had two thoughts immediately. One, yes, that's the best lie you could have possibly told. B, why didn't you let me in? It broke my heart, first of all. And second of all, you could have given me some, like, insider tips, but it was not to be. Anyways, that's all that I have.
I'm so glad your sisters got to go to the banquet. I was really invested in that story. That's not a bit.